from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show.
Good vibes, Ben.
Afternoons on the Score.
40 seconds to play in the game. Kaepernick in jump, Crabtree. Broken up, picked off. This game is over. Knocked in the air off the hands of Richard Sherman.
Richard, let me ask you the final play. Take me through it.
Well, I'm the best corner in the game. When you try me with a star receiver like Crabtree, that's the result you're going to get. Don't you ever talk about me.
Who was talking about you?
Crabtree, don't you open your mouth about the best. Or I'm going to set it for you real quick. L.O.B.
One of the great follow-up questions in modern NFL sideline reporting from Aaron Andrews. That's the product of listening.
Who was talking about you?
Crabtree!
Oh, my God. That moment, other than, you know, the Super Bowl win, encapsulated what the Legion of Boom was.
They were an unbelievably special and great secondary, violent, terrifying, and yet disciplined. Adored that bunch. How could you not?
How could you not? For anyone who doesn't know, that is the Seattle Seahawks of the early 2010s, the three most famous guys: Earl Thomas, Cam Chancellor, Richard Sherman. Byron Maxwell forced a bunch of fumbles in there. Other guy, Brandon Browner, was, you know, included in it. But the three mainstays for the whole time of that era were Richard Sherman, Earl Thomas, and Cam Chancellor. And you might be out there wondering, why are Parkins and Spiegel talking about the Legion of Boom? And it's a totally fair question. And this is a season of hype and optimism around the Bears, and that's mostly about Caleb and Rome and Keenan and DJ and the arrival of offensive football in Chicago.
L-O-B!
L-O-B.
M-O-B.
M-O-B.
L-O-B.
Yeah.
So
we're very
close.
Similar. Very similar. But.
Lob.
This is Joey Pantoliano.
Lob.
Or L-O-B.
M-O-B.
But our guy Jalen Johnson, who we love dearly.
He's a very confident man.
He's a very confident man, and he should be, and it's good to have high goals. And I understand that I'm the guy being like, yes, give me the optimism and the excitement of C.J. Stroud's rookie season for Caleb and all of the things. I do think people are getting a little ahead of themselves on what this defense has accomplished.
Oh, but not about this secondary. I'm your guy for absurd, over-the-top optimism about this secondary, especially with Kevin Byard here now instead of Eddie Jackson.
Okay, well, are you willing to? Here's what Jalen Johnson said.
I want to hear it.
Jalen, when you look at the DB unit that you guys have in that room, do you feel like you are the strength of this team right now, that you're that is most ready to go?
I can't say it as far as in comparison to other units. I know just for us, we know what we have in our room, and we know that I feel like I'm not going to say it starts. I feel like we can definitely carry a team. I feel like based on what your secondary can do, because I feel like we impact the game in the run and in the pass. And really just with the energy and confidence, I feel like there's no room that's more confident than our room. There's no room that is going to bring more energy and juice. There's no room that's going to, I feel like, bring a different element to the team than what we can. I feel like that's going to be something that carries the team, that pushes the team to be really special. And I feel like every Super Bowl team, every team, I feel like they have good secondary. So I feel like for us, we want to be that Legion of Boom. We want to be that next era of great secondary that pushed their team to the Super Bowl.
Hell yeah.
It's good to have goals.
Oh, it's good to have goals as a group.
It's good to have goals.
It's good to have goals as a group, man. They're so locked and loaded as a group. The way that they communicate, how excited they are to play together, and they know how talented they are, man. Legion of Boom, best secondary of all time?
It's hard to make an argument against it. I mean, they're going to send two guys to the Hall of Fame. Earl Thomas is a Hall of Famer. Richard Sherman's a Hall of Famer. And Cam Chancellor was excellent.
Raiders in the 70s with Mike Haynes and Lester Hayes. Obviously, Steelers in the 70s with Mel Blunt and Donnie Shell. How about the Ed Reed Ravens in the 2000s?
Yeah, I mean, that was more the linebacker core, though. You know, that was more a total, complete defense. Not that the Seahawks defense wasn't very good. You know, Bobby Wagner was spectacular. It was more about that secondary. So, looked it up. They won double-digit games 6 years in a row. They won three division titles. This is the Legion of Boom. The NFC Championship, they won twice. They won a Super Bowl. Made the playoffs five straight years. And five consecutive 10-plus win seasons.
Okay.
And sent two guys to the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Or they haven't sent them there yet, but...
Well, they did, just for a day trip.
Right, well, right. They played in the Hall of Fame game.
Just went home
yeah,
out.
Yeah, yeah, true.
And I don't know why they only sent two of them.
Yeah,
the
true.
Other guys should have gone, too.
Yeah, the whole team.
What about the no-fly zone?
Yeah.
Keith Tlaib, Chris Harris, T.J. Ward, Darian Stewart, Bradley Roby.
Yeah. Certainly one of the best cornerback duos.
They won a Super Bowl.
Yep.
What about the John Lynch, Rondé Barber, Tampa Bay Buccaneers? It's pretty good. Pretty
very
good batch,
good.
But probably not as good without Warren Sapp.
Correct. And this, I mean, this five straight double digit win seasons carried by a defense it's tough to do.
It's pretty amazing.
It's really hard to do.
As Dan Quinn as the defensive coordinator,
yeah.
Right?
Well, and with Pete Carroll there, obviously,
yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
But Dan Quinn, nearly the Bears head coach a couple years ago, yeah. Now the coach in Washington.
This Bears defense, I love the attitude. So much of defense is attitude. Like, rebounding is effort. Defense, a lot of it is attitude. I'm a huge fan of Jalen Johnson. They just haven't proven anything yet. They were really good for half a season after acquiring Montez Sweat against backup quarterbacks.
Yeah, no, you're not going to be able to put them up there in terms of what they've accomplished already. But
they have zero winning seasons.
It's what they could be. I'm surprised to see you go with so many team stats in your Legion of Boom. Yeah, your Legion of Boom numbers. You know what I want to know?
Sherman and Earl Thomas were both on the All-Decade team. Mm. Richard Sherman led the league in interceptions 1 year. He was a first-team All-Pro three times. Earl Thomas was first-team All-Pro three times and second twice.
I want to know what kind of stats they held good offenses to. Can you work that up for me real fast? Can you look for the Legion of Boom? Like, how far underneath their quarterback rating did they keep good quarterbacks?
I don't have that for
Come
you.
Come on, man.
I don't have that
what
for you.
What are you doing?
I don't have that for you. I'm sorry.
No.
But the team accomplished
it. In the lineup tonight, is he not? You've got the lineups there in front of you?
No.
Tone issues.
Wait a minute.
Understandably so.
You were doing a version of a lineup.
I was doing the matchups, Danny. It's different than the lineup.
It's different than the lineup. Sorry.
You didn't really let me down. I mean, there's so many other times.
Do you guys remember what the mime's name was that Joe Madden brought in?
Oh, Marcel yeah. Marceau. Yeah. That's the only mime I got.
Are you responding to that texter who challenged you to get his number?
Yeah, I'm trying. I got to find the mime.
That'd be great for me.
It would have to be on Zoom.
I'd love it. I'd love it so much.
That'd be phenomenal.
That's Norm Macdonald level of comedy right there.
Yeah.
The ventriloquist act over the phone with Dennis Miller.
Yes, one of the all-timers. Who did we put on that upset some people?
The hypnotist.
Some people. Management.
Oh, yeah.
I almost lost my job over that segment.
Is that what it was?
Well, no, it was an avalanche of things. But I'm still here, bitch.
Yeah, you sure are. That's for one person.
You sure are.
That's not for anyone. That's just the phrase.
That's for the hypnotist.
Yes.
Yeah.
Rich.
God, I wish I could go.
Guzzy.
Yeah. Ruth Buzzy. It was Ruth Buzzy. I wish I could
Phil
go.
Cuzzy.
It's Ruben's friend, Ruzzy. Nobody knows what that is, but that's a person. The here's the thing. I wish that's I could good. Go too deep on mimes. I got Marcel Marceau, but I can't go too deep. I got nobody else that I can go to.
It's a short category.
Yeah, it really
Congratulations
is.
On winning the category. Just like Team USA beat Germany 92-88.
Oh, they did.
Did Flew ever get back to you?
No, he didn't. He's probably too sad.
Yeah, he's probably really devastated about this friendly.
Here's the thing, though. Here's why you can get excited about the defense. Tyreek Stevenson's really, really good.
I agree.
And we know what Jalen is, and the way that Jalen's talking about, you know, staying motivated. It's the team goals. It's the winning. He said, well, I got another contract down the road. No, I mean, you keep going. You know, so, like, I love all of that. Tyreek was number one among rookies last year in solo tackles, interceptions, passes defended, and forced fumbles. He's number one among all rookies, not just corners, but all rookies last year. And then there's Brisker, who's a physical beast. And now you've got Byard. And what Byard appears to be, like, making sure that he's voicing what he sees to Brisker. Like, there's more tape than we can even play. Brisker talking about Byard, saying, man, he just communicates with us all the time. He's making sure that we're seeing the same stuff that he's seeing. They got the prototypical OG free safety to really bring them all together. That, and like, a perfect fit as far as that goes.
Real quick, you said the game just ended?
Yeah.
USA, Team USA, Germany just ended.
Yeah, Flula, just get back
Flula
to us.
Flula just texted me back. Oh, man, a close call again.
Locked in, baby.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. He's a gem. Maybe he knows the mime.
Yeah, but yeah, ask him. Got to know each other. The defense can be really good. And what's fun about it is they're also, and Deion Sanders was like my favorite player growing up. Mm-hmm. It does bring personality, swagger, identity to a team. It's also a reflection of Ryan Poles. He did not draft Jalen Johnson, but he paid him.
Yeah.
He did use a second-round pick on Kyler Gordon.
Yeah, who we haven't even mentioned, who's a hell of a nickel.
He did use a second-round pick on Tyreek Stevenson, and he did use a second-round pick on Jaquan Brisker.
That's a lot of draft capital for a secondary, man.
Yeah.
Because he knows it's a passing league.
Yes, and so it's about his vision for team building. It's about his eye for talent, his prioritization of the position, his investment in both draft picks and money. So I love talking about the Bears' secondary because it's not just about the players. It's also about the GM and what he emphasizes in terms of his resources. So I'm here for hype. They got four picks or five picks off Josh Dobbs. And Sam Howell, and you know they made Goff struggle. That's their most impressive individual data point by far.
You're killing my enthusiasm.
I'm not trying to. I'm just saying this is not yet proven to be a defense that can make good teams consistently underperform. Not yet.
Yeah, no, not yet, but we'll see.
And we should hold them to that standard because they're saying crazy things. Like they are not, I mean, Jalen's invoking Legion of Boom and other guys are giving out nicknames, right? Jaquan Brisker, and I'm not going to be great at, you know, explaining what the hell this would mean because I'm not a big comic book guy, but Brisker's got nicknames for the team.
We got something special. We call ourselves the Avengers. You know, we got a lot of superheroes out there.
Which Avenger are you?
The Warrior. That's a made-up one, so. It's made up, but it's all good.
Who came up with a nickname? I know Kyler's big into Spider-Man, but did someone just say we're going to be the Avengers?
I kind of said it on Twitter last year, and then it just kind of stuck. It might stick with us. I don't know. That's the first name so far.
You're not going with Mako Shark.
That's Coach Flus and the guys. I'm still not midway worry. I'll keep it right there.
So, yeah, there's no warrior in the Avengers. Danny, Iron Man, Captain America, the Hulk.
Yeah, no, Thor. Yeah, I know.
You know.
Avengers, something with the Ultron. I don't know what it is. Something with the Ultron.
I'm just saying I haven't seen any of those movies, so I'm not going to be able to give you a bunch of scenes. I know Chris Evans and Mark Ruffalo and whatever.
Did Lawrence work with this today? Did Lawrence run with that?
No, they didn't.
That's a terrible job by that production team. I'm gonna call it out right now.
They had a busy show today.
They had Granderson.
That tape is not
two
useful.
Two Bears reports.
It's not useful anymore tomorrow. It's not. We've already done it. It's over. They can't do it anymore.
Also, it's a stupid group nickname. It's dumb. There's already the Avengers.
The production team?
Oh. No. The Avengers already exist. Think of something new.
Well, so did the Legion of
Who's
Legion
gonna
of
be
Boom?
The raccoon?
That's Guardians of the Galaxy.
Who's gonna be the stick?
That's also Guardians of the Galaxy.
No, see, I'm not a virgin.
About?
I don't watch these movies.
Congrats
that's
on
why,
the sex.
That's why this needs to be Lawrence. It needs to be Lawrence.
Lawrence isn't a virgin either. Dude, you're getting yourself in some trouble today.
I told you, I'm broken.
A lot of trouble.
You don't know what can happen.
Slashing out in all
he really
directions.
Is slashing out today. Yeah.
Shut up, Tanny.
Oh, you want to fight right now? Let's go.
Yeah.
We've been waiting over here.
Let's fight. I mean, obviously not me. I don't like physical confrontation. But you guys should definitely fight. I'm more of a verbal confrontation guy.
Actually, I'm sorry, Tanny. You know I didn't mean that. I would never lash out at you. Danny, Shane?
Me. I know you would never me.
Yeah, no.
That's how I know you're not feeling well.
Thank you, buddy.
I know you didn't mean it.
Yeah, thank you, man. I appreciate it.
These guys, though.
I will. I have a question. I saw that Bears Twitter identified Keenan Allen, and I mean the Chicago Bears Twitter, not just people who talk about the Bears on Twitter. They identified Keenan Allen as the Slayer. Did you guys see this yesterday? They tweeted out, the Slayer has arrived, and it was Keenan Allen showing up. And I'm like, the Slayer? Since when is Keenan Allen the Slayer, and what is he slaying? Because he's not Dragon Slayer.
That's Jalen.
Jalen is Dragon Slayer. We've got Matt Eberflus already has...
Do we live in a society with rules or not?
That's what I'm saying.
Apparently not.
Because you can't.
Yeah, apparently not.
And who's Keenan Allen slaying? They need to be more specific. You're not just a slayer.
That ass.
Or is he in the band Slayer? Is that what's happening? Is he a metal guitar player? I mean, that would make some sense, I suppose. But
how about you just win a damn football game?
Call him
Keenan.
Here's the problem.
Mr. Allen.
Here's the problem, Shane. They don't play one for a while. Yeah.
And the baseball teams in town suck.
That's why we're here. That's how we got here.
It's true. So
they're not playing any games anytime soon.
Well, the Hall of Fame games soon. The Hall of Fame games in like 10 days.
Great.
I know.
10 days.
Just saying.
Couldn't even make it to the trade deadline.
No. Your sport got us to training camp, but not the preseason.
And the latest report about the Cubs is that they're not going to do anything. They're just going to stand pat.
Which I was telling you 4 weeks ago.
I know.
That's better than trading your team to the Dodgers.
Yeah, you're going to trade
our quadruple A team for the Dodgers.
You're trade your entire team to the Dodgers. And the Cubs aren't going to do a damn thing. And we're all looking forward to the Hall of Fame game. When's Flula coming on?
Well, he said he wants to do check-ins during the Olympics.
Oh, yeah, hell
he
yeah.
He said he was a little busy today, but the Olympics he's in.
He's our Olympic scoop guy.
Yep, he's our correspondent.
That's phenomenal.
He's not going to be there.
That doesn't
matter.
But he'll still talk about the Olympics with us. We should talk about anything but basketball in Germany with Flula. Assign him a different country.
We definitely don't need him to be in Paris to be our Olympics correspondent. That's ridiculous.
Yeah. Apparently, Keenan Allen has been the slayer his entire career. Okay, good for him. But he got to slay something specific around these parts.
Yeah. Don't let facts get in the way of a good Spiegel rant today.
One more from the secondary. Kevin Byard. You know, I love the veteran. And I love this idea of a good Bears defense helping a Bears offense get good. Listen to Kevin Byard talk about what they're trying to do and show as a defense, even early on here in training camp, and how that's going to benefit both the defense and the offense.
In this league, quarterbacks, offensive coordinators, watching film, you're just trying to get a beat on a team by alignments, disguises and things like that. You're going to see certain quarterbacks that have seen so many different coverages, they're going to just be able to look at a guy and see where he's aligned and say, I know what this coverage is. So the more we can kind of switch it up, the better. And that'll change week by week, depending on the teams that we play, whether if it's blitzes and things like that. It'll change up. But for the most part, we're just trying to mix up as much as we can And it's good for Caleb. You know what I mean? Like, we're going to try to throw everything at him because first game of the year or whatever it may be, another team's going to do the same thing. So we're trying to get him prepared just as much as we are trying to prepare ourselves.
Damn, I love that.
That's complimentary football.
That is it.
I mean, it's not the traditional definition of it, but in terms of when you're practicing against each other, it's like the defense helping the offense, all that stuff.
It's complimentary training camp, complimentary football and training camp, complimentary practice. And to have a veteran who knows, like, yeah, we're doing all this for us, but this is going to help Caleb too. And then I'm sure he's talking about it with Caleb, and he'll help him be smarter. By the way, Caleb, this is what you're going to see defenses do, and this is how they're going to try and deke you and how they're going to try and fool you. Damn, that's valuable for a young quarterback to have in your own secondary.
The one word that stands out to me is complimentary football.
Love that one word. Love that one word. It's perfect.
He's amazing.
Well, cause that what he just said, Byard, not yeah, whatever that was from Flus,
it
is the argument for, oh, a defensive coach can help a quarterback. How they're going to try to trick you, how I would game plan against you, where your weaknesses are, what they're going to be attacking. If you see this defense, this is where it's vulnerable, how you exploit it. The meetings with Belichick and Brady going over the game plan were legendary.
Mm.
Another guy would call the play, you know, Josh McDaniels or Charlie Weiss or whomever, Bill O'Brien would call the plays, but Belichick, in terms of the game plan for the week, was like, listen, I've been studying their defense all week. This is what we can exploit it. If they do this, that means this. And like, he would prepare him for it, kind of reverse engineering from the defensive side. That is obviously incredibly valuable. We don't have much evidence that that's what's happening here yet. I know Flus,
in
like,
terms of Flus, no.
He apparently is in some meetings sometimes, but Shane Waldron clearly is going to have a lot of power and autonomy here. But what Byard said is basically like, hey, we're trying to do this for ourselves, but also to confuse the hell out of the rookie because that'll help us win games.
Yeah, man. Let's talk to a secondary guy.
Like Jalen Johnson?
Right. No, or like somebody from a great team, like Rodney Harrison. Mm. I'd be interested to know what Rodney Harrison talked about with Brady, you know?
Those guys from Tom Brady. From the Legion of Boone to Russ?
Yeah. For sure. I just think it's a beautiful thing when it can be intentional, the way that Byard is talking about it, not just the happenstance of a defense making a quarterback better. Love that.
Jed Hoyer is going to be speaking in a little bit for his last time before the trade deadline, so we'll have that for you as soon as possible. Mark Grody with a Bears report. A couple of more things from the Bears over the weekend. That will raise expectations, make you laugh. It's this time of year. It's training camp time. It's Parker the Spiegel on the Score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
This is Joe Pantoliano, Joey Pants, and I am here at the request of MOB. Keep up the good work. Parkins and Spiegel Show.
Afternoons on the Score.
Rome Odunze, do you know who holds the Bears franchise record for receiving yards?
Ooh. Brandon Marshall?
It's a good guess.
It's a great guess. It is actually someone named Johnny Morris.
It's an old record, man. It goes back a long way.
Johnny Morris.
How many did he got?
He's got 5,059 yards.
That's it.
In a career?
All-time moment.
That is us with Rome Odunze the day after he was selected with the 9th overall pick by the Chicago Bears. Mark Grody with the Bears report in 30 minutes. Jed Hoyer to speak from Wrigley Field within the hour. We will have it as soon as possible. Hype for Rome Odunze is obviously very high. Excellent wide receiver class. Most of them are going to be Mike Greenberg was on ESPN saying that he had heard from scouts that had Rome Odunze as the best receiver in this draft, which included, of course, Malik Nabers and Marvin Harrison Jr., who were drafted in front of him.
Widely thought to be the most complete of all the wide receivers in this draft. Maybe not the most explosive in a particular way like Nabers was or things like that, but most complete. And, you know, it gets me excited. Guagi.
Yes.
Off the charts. Guagi, contested catch, catch radius, all of that.
Well, Keenan Allen, Slayer, as he's known, obviously.
You guys heard of Guagi? Go up and get it, guys.
That's right.
Do you want the origin of the nickname real quick?
Of the Slayer?
Of Slayer.
Sure.
It demonstrates me in the field just crushing DBs. I haven't found a DB who can guard me yet.
Ooh.
Wow.
Slayer.
Yeah, Slayer.
Still slaying that ass.
That's hot.
That DBS.
There it is.
And he loves the thrash metal band Slayer.
Obviously.
Always has.
It's just got to be weird for Jalen Johnson. Dragon Slayer and Slayer on the same team.
I don't know. It doesn't sound like any of these players really go with the Flus nickname.
That's true. Oh, that's just what Papa Flus says.
That's just what he says. I am not the Mako Shark. Says Brisker.
We are the Avengers.
Yeah, that's right. I'm the Warrior. He wasn't in the Avengers, but I don't care. I'm certainly not the Mako Shark. That's much I know.
But here is Keenan Allen on Rome Odunze hype and comparisons.
Have you seen anything in Rome's game that reminds you of you when you were coming up or something that you're like, okay, that's special?
I mean, he's a little bit better than me when I came in. He's faster. I think he comes out his breaks better than I did when I was that young. He looks like more polished than I was as a receiver. I was only on year two as a receiver coming into the NFL. So,
Keen, what's your impression of Kyler?
Kyler Gordon? Oh yeah, he's good. Nickel. I didn't realize he played. I don't know if he played nickel against us last year. I'm not sure. But you know, seeing him in practice, you know, those guys play well together, and they're all on the same page. They pass things off well. They get into their zones. Their drops well, and you know, they're always around the ball. So,
man.
So
Keenan Allen is so.
It's obviously a teammate hyping up his teammate. He's not going to come out and be like, "Yeah, Rome's got a lot of work to do."
No, but he's a smart vet who knows the position and isn't afraid to talk about it in knowledgeable ways.
Yeah, and being better than Keenan Allen. I mean, Rome was drafted higher. He had been playing the position longer. You know, Keenan played different positions. You know, growing up. But it's an interesting thought because Rome Odunze is probably why Keenan Allen won't be here more than a year. So Rome's got to learn from Keenan about the savvy old veteran tricks, working out of the slot, selling your route, all of those things that Keenan Allen is one of the probably five or six best in the NFL at doing, some of the technical aspects of route running. Rome's got to learn all of it in a year before he's gone.
Well, and Keenan is, you know, it's kind of like that old quarterback who's teaching the rookie, you know, that some veterans will take to that role and some will not. Brett Favre, I'm looking in your direction, right? So if Keenan's taken to that and he's going to help Rome be the guy who eventually does replace him, I agree. That's a very interesting dynamic. I love the specifics of he comes out of his routes better than I did. I mean, that gives you a little idea of the detail that they're talking about and of some of the polish that Rome has that we had heard about that he has.
And just to be clear on the point of, like, you said, like, replacing him, it almost, when you, I don't mean it in any sort of, like, sinister way. Like, for a quarterback, like, sometimes, though, they aren't going to train their rookie. Like, I wasn't brought here to be a coach. I don't want it. There's only one quarterback. Keenan Allen has, there's nothing to not be gained by teaching Rome Odunze everything he has, because as long as Keenan Allen has a really good year, he'll get paid. It just likely won't be by the Bears. So Keenan Allen has every incentive in the world to teach Rome Odunze everything and then also perform at a high level. That's all just a little different dynamic than the quarterback.
For sure, position. And I suppose it's on the table that the Bears could trade the contract of DJ Moore and sign Keenan Allen to a different kind of deal. I mean, unlikely.
You'd get older, though.
Yeah.
You'd get pretty significantly older at the position.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, yes, the contract of DJ Moore. Because, I mean, he's going to ask for an extension probably after this year.
DJ?
Yeah. Even with time left on it. So, I mean,
So you might, because of Keenan Allen's age, you might be, I mean, you know, who knows? It's not anything we need to entertain, but there's no guarantee that Keenan's gone. There's not a guarantee.
No, it's not a guarantee. I'd say it's a heavy favorite.
I agree with that.
I'd say it's a heavy favorite that just given his age and the draft pick of Rome and DJ being under contract for multiple years and being younger, I'd put it at a pretty heavy favorite that Keenan Allen is one and done in Chicago. I mean, maybe like the this is not what you would want, but if he had a bad year or was injured, he would come back on like a cheaper one-year deal to prove it that he could try to get a little bit more money later on. But you're obviously not rooting for that. You're right. Rooting for him to have his 7, 8, 9 catches per game, 1,200-yard season, and then go somewhere else and make big money elsewhere. But there was also this from your guy, Kevin. It's an interesting guy for you to choose.
Kevin Byard?
As your guy. Yeah, Kevin Byard.
I feel like he's a glue guy. He's a glue guy, and I have a soft spot for dudes at a fungible position who have utility left but often are getting priced out of the market, you know? So now it has become a thing where the aging free safety, you know, is somebody who is definitely under the gun a bit.
Well, let's see how you feel about not his ball-hawking ability, not his leadership, not his ability to learn a new scheme and mentor the other players in his secondary, but his eating habits.
Every training camp's a little different. For me, it's all about routine. Try to stick to the same routine every day. Go to sleep at the same time. Wake up at the same time. Eat the same food. Want everything to feel the same. It's a lot about meetings, pre-practice, warm up, everything. So, because I think a lot of that is injury prevention, all those type of things. And also just being a leader by example. Want some of the young guys to see how I prepare, how I do things, make sure I'm getting my conditioning in, staying after and getting extra work after practice. Like I said, I think for any successful person, they will always tell you routine is the best thing to try to be, to try to do.
You said eat the same food. Do you literally the same meal?
Well, they change up for lunch and dinner, but like for breakfast, I'm just like oatmeal, berries, throw a little cinnamon, some honey on there, cut up like 6 small pieces of bananas. It got to be 6. You know what I mean? Like, and just go out there and go to practice. Yeah, like I said, I just like to have everything the same. Try to get with the trainers at the same time. Hot tub at the same. I mean, and it could be a couple minutes off, you know what I mean? But, like, I try to stick to the same stuff over and over again because I want everything to feel the same.
When you get back to your eating routine, does this mean you eat clean? There's, like, no trips to fast food? Are you kind of getting on some of the younger guys to clean up the way they eat as well?
You got to give those guys time because I've been there. I eat pretty clean. I try to have a cheat meal like once a week or something like that. But usually during training camp, there's no cheat meals, you know, because we're practicing every single day, so no cheat meals. But I eat pretty clean for the most part. I don't eat a lot of beef during this time. Try to, you know, stay lean, stay light. A lot of fish, chicken, leafy vegetables and a little bit of grains. I try to do no grains at dinner, like no carbs at dinner or something like that. So, yeah, but I'm pretty clean. During the season, I try to eat clean. I may have one cheat meal, and that's usually like we go out to a DB dinner. Might have some appetizers, might have some calamari, stuff like that. But no fast food. I don't eat any really junk food or chips. I save all that for the off season.
Something with the 6 slices of banana, something with the number 6?
I don't know. I just started doing it, and it's like I just stick to it for some reason. It's nothing with the number, but it's just I just slice it 6 times, and I think that's good to go.
I'm so glad you left that on.
Training camp.
Hold on.
By the way, that's all. That sounds horrible.
Oh, dude, what a miserable existence.
I mean, he's a multimillionaire, and he's been able to have a very long career doing what he loves.
Oh, yeah, so he's playing a game.
Yeah.
Yeah, making tons and tons of millions of dollars playing a game. No, that's a good point. It's a good point. But eating the same thing every month, although I know people that do that. My wife does that. My wife eats the exact same breakfast. Every single morning.
Every single morning.
Every single. She eats 3 eggs, scrambled. I use some Pam right there in the pan. Mixed berries. 1 piece of good seed bread, toasted, cut in half with a little butter on it. That's it. Same thing.
Pam, huh?
Yeah. Mm. I know, right? every
a lot of chemicals in that spray bottle, brother.
She loves those chemicals, apparently.
Well, has she made $59 million in her career like Kevin Byard?
Not yet.
Okay.
But no chemicals at dinner. That's my rule.
No spray chemicals at dinner?
I'm going to get a hold of Kevin and share with him some of my OCD PDF files.
Yeah, how about that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've done some reading on that, Kev. Let's hook up.
6 banana slices. Six.
Just cuts it in six slices. And that's that. So yeah, it cuts a banana. Each banana. So does you think that means he makes six cuts? Is it six pieces?
I think it's six pieces.
Bananas. I love them.
But so then he also said at the end, he just has to cut it six times.
Yes.
So that would be seven.
Right. That would actually be seven pieces. Does he even know? Does he even count the number of pieces?
All right, so I think he counts the breaking pieces, news on the score cuts. Is Kevin Byard a dirty liar?
Ooh, interesting. I think he might count the banana pieces, not the number of cuts it takes to get six pieces.
Right. At the end, he said, I cut it six times and I know it's good.
That's why the follow up by Carm is so important.
I got to say.
It's like Carm and Grody get along. Baked potato.
It's a theme. Six. It's a theme here. I'm with Danny and I don't like it.
That's three people today.
I know. It's three people today who've been with Danny and don't like it. But I think he's right. I think it's six pieces and he's not realizing that it's five cuts to get those six pieces.
Right.
God, let's hope he can count the guys in front of him.
Let's hope he can know where the first down marker is.
You guys are going out there, right? This would be a good question to track him down, ask him in person. Kevin,
how many cuts does it take to get six pieces of banana?
You still said six pieces, right? You mean six pieces or you mean six cuts? I'm told that one of our colleagues texted in, you'll never guess who, must have stopped running, that he eats the same breakfast every morning as well.
Of course he does. The guy just eats leaves.
Oatmeal, coffee, orange juice. My God. And then a bucket of chicken.
On his birthday.
Oh, that's it. Just on his birthday.
On his birthday.
Every workday has the same exact thing. You know?
I was hammered. Hungover, too.
He loves routine. Vegas Hall, Kevin Byard, cut from the same cloth.
Well, you know, David Hall, a defensive back at Ball State, right?
Yeah, I believe he was.
I believe he was a defensive back.
Yeah.
So maybe it's a defensive backfield thing. You know, you got to read defense.
You guys look like your orange juice, huh?
I cut out orange juice. I was told too much sugar.
Oh,
maybe you should go back to it. If David's still drinking it, you should go back
to it.
That's
true. Well, I eat much worse than David other things. So, got my green smoothie in the morning.
Oh, he just texted again. He said Steph is bringing him orange juice every morning, which is interesting.
Interesting. She stopped doing that for me. That's scandalous.
Likes the morning show.
I get it.
Mark says with pulp.
Yeah.
You like it with pulp.
Not this much. I like the one that says some pulp.
I get that. That's that homestand versus Grove stand. Homestyle v. Grove stand, right? That's the, yeah. Okay. There's a little Tropicana humor for you, Tanny.
Is there a guy on Twitter? Is there a mob member?
I worked at Jewel for many years.
Yeah. It was targeted right to you.
Is there a mob member with the moniker Shumpulp? I think there is.
There is,
right?
Yeah.
Shumpulp. Yeah.
Yeah.
And good job by that mob member. Or is it a lob member? I get confused.
It's very confusing. What do we want to hear from Jed? We'll do that later on in the show when we actually hear from him. Grody with the Bears Report at 5. Parkins and Spiegel on the score.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show in Chicago. It's a very, very good show.
Afternoons on the score.
So Jed Hoyer is at Wrigley Field. We're going to have Mark Grody with the Bears Report from a busy day at Halas Hall. And it's the last time that Jed will speak before the trade deadline, which is coming up. And they lost 2-3 to Arizona. Now it's this massive series. Like, to say that this series is a must-win is underselling the series.
Yeah, it's a must-sweep.
Feels like a must-sweep.
I think it's absolutely a must-sweep. And as broken as I've been, I mean, the only way that you get anybody back and you get any sort of sense of belief, I think, is if you win out between now and the 30th, man. I mean, you've lost two out of three of the first series. You have seven games left before. So you've got three here and then three in Kansas City. That's hard to imagine a win out. But look, if you sweep Milwaukee, then you can possibly look at the division as more viable in addition to wherever you get with the wild card.
I mean, you're still 10 games out right now, so you'd be 7 out, which is where Pittsburgh sits, but you'd be under 500.
And you'd still be looking at yourself and expecting this team to be better in the rest of the season. And there's not that many games left. I know there's this feeling of, they just finished the first half. But what is there 62 games left? How many games?
Less. They've played 101 games, so there's 61.
There's 61 games left.
That's not a lot of games.
That's 20 less than half the season. See?
You.
Still got
you.
It.
You're good.
Still got it, baby. And here's the thing. Even if they do decide to pivot to sell, what do they really have to sell that would change the fortunes and change the construct of this team? Your corner outfielders, who are both hitting well right now, or at least they were hitting well, Ian Happ and Seiya Suzuki, they both have full no-trade clauses. So
yeah, I mean, they could waive them theoretically, so you'd listen and have the conversation, but I agree that makes it much more unlikely.
And those are both guys making either 19 or 20 or 21. Cody Bellinger being hurt, I mean, it's not completely impossible that they find somebody to take him, but it's extremely unlikely over these next 8 days.
No, but it's the cells will – they do not have – Crochet and Robert and guys like that, but they also will still be trying to win next year, so they should listen on anyone. They should listen on Tyone.
Well, and Bruce reported that, and Tyone's making 18 this year, 18 next year, and the year after that. Tyone is having a good moment and a very good season, and so that's why they will listen.
Yeah, so you should absolutely listen on Tyone. You should absolutely listen on Nico. I wouldn't want it, obviously, but you would have to listen on anyone. Not that he's the problem with the team, but Bellinger, Neris, Tyone, any relief pitcher.
Mark Leiter Jr.
Would be one. Yeah, absolutely.
You created in your pitch lab by giving him a splitter, and he's been your most consistent reliever by a mile.
Yeah, of course you would trade him.
Yeah,
of course you would. It sucks because, man, I mean, Morel.
Yeah.
Morel, you'd have to say, hey, if some team wants Morel for just raw power and for DH for the playoff push, go right ahead.
Interesting idea from somebody on Hit and Run yesterday. Jazz Chisholm, the center fielder and second baseman for the Marlins. Would the Marlins take Pete Crow Armstrong? And would you consider doing that? You get a slightly older, player, and he's certainly imperfect, and he's nowhere near defensively what PCA is.
I don't think they would do that. I think that they still believe in PCA. I'd be very, very, very surprised if they traded him.
I struggle with seeing his offensive upside against fastballs. Guy really struggles with hitting fastballs in a league that throws him a lot, especially to him.
Yeah, to him. Yeah, throwing less, right? The guys are getting less fastballs.
Well, yeah, but everybody's got him.
Everyone's got one.
Everybody's got a real one.
Very busy Bears report. Really busy 5 o'clock hour for us, as we'll then hear from Jed Hoyer from Wrigley Field after a Bears report with Mark Grody. Don't go anywhere. This is The Score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.